You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. 2022 is going to be a big deal when it comes to technology, particularly when it comes to cloud computing. Our friend of the show, Oracle Malaysia, joins us yet again. This time round, we have the Managing Director of Oracle Malaysia, Fitri Abdullah. How are you, Fitri?
Very good, Ibrahim. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Yeah, we want to explore a lot of things with you and with Oracle Malaysia, but let's do a quick overview of how Oracle Malaysia is operating, what would be some of the key targets that you want to achieve this year, and perhaps later on, maybe a quick recap into 2021.
Okay, thank you, Ibrahim. If you look at Oracle, obviously, we are the second largest software company in the world. Also, one of the major hyperscaler cloud providers worldwide. And if you look at Malaysia, we have invested into Malaysia in 2017 when we set up our digital hub, which we are growing. Even last year, we've added a financial hub, I think, into the our regional hub in Kuala Lumpur, where we expanded almost 90 over jobs positions into that hub. And if you look at 2021, clearly, I think we did a lot of major projects. I think with our customers, especially in the cloud space, both for the application space for software as a service, as well as on the cloud technology. Also, very happy to share that the largest company in Malaysia, Petronas, actually went live in November with our HCM, Human Capital HR solution in November of last year. So we are very happy to work very closely with Petronas to go live with over 36,000 employees. Obviously, we have many other customers that have gone on that digital transformation journey with Oracle since then.
You know, I really want to ask you about some of the clients that you have. And of course, some of them are bound by NDA and, you know, there's nothing much that you can work with. But other than Petronas, what would be some of the industries that you're working with? Just to give an idea of some of the clientele that you have right now in Malaysia.
Yeah, so if you look at the, you know, customers that have gone on the digital transformation with us using our cloud solution, both application and technology, we've probably done maybe about 8 or 9 projects successfully in the financial services space. I think with all the Bank Negara approval, RMIT approval and all that. Also, if you look at the oil and gas, I think we mentioned about Petronas and then also some of the bigger conglomerates, GLC like UAM Group. And I think we did share in the earlier session with my colleague that we also did a supply chain management project with Farmaniaga, I think, which is also, you know, looking at the cold chain management. So quite diversified. So obviously, you know, we are quite happy working with those customers to support them, I think, in their digital transformation journey going forward. As you know, the main reason customers are going through that journey is to be more competitive, more agile. Clearly, you know, the environment that we are seeing will be a hybrid environment, both, you know, in terms of online and also physical. So all that, I think, will come to play and why cloud computing services will grow going forward.
Yeah, I just want to do a quick 2021 overview. What were the key lessons moving forward you believe that would be of interest and how that would shape your 2022 strategy?
Yeah, so obviously the COVID had a major impact. I think so even for Oracle, you know, I've been working from home. Our offices have been physically closed since 15 months ago. So clearly the work environment is a hybrid environment. And I did share that even for our customers, yeah, they had to also accelerate their online because of the COVID situation, the face-to-face couldn't happen. So if you look at the banking side, you know, the online banking accelerated in a big way. So in a sense, I think because of the COVID, I think all the companies had to accelerate their adoption for digitalization because the customers were now increasingly growing the digital engagement. So I think all that, I think, is key. So what is important is, you know, We got to work with our customers to make sure that the journey is a smooth journey. Don't do a big bang and all that. But one thing good about implementing cloud services for application and technology, clearly what I see is the time to go live cuts down, and the success rate of the project increases tremendously. Previously, you use the best product and then you customize it in a very high manner. Chances, if you do an ERP, it will take you 2 years. Now with the cloud ERP software as a service from our side, maybe the phase one will be ready in 9 months, and then you're done with the whole project in 12 months. So those are the big changes that's happening, when people are adopting cloud solutions going forward.
One big thing that was announced around Christmas last year was, of course, Oracle buying over Cerner Corporation. And of course, this is an agreement for Oracle to acquire Cerner through an all-cash tender offer of $95 a share. All this would turn out to about $28 billion in acquisition in equity value. Do you feel that this is something of a strategic buy to push Oracle even further, at least at the global level? And how does this impact Malaysia?
Yeah, so if you look at it, obviously the proposal, that offer, I think it's still in the works, so I can't say much about it. But what I can say is that to share the ambition of Oracle, Cerner is a market leader in the healthcare side. They got their HIS solution, EMR solution. They also have about two or three hospitals in Malaysia, which is currently running their systems. But it shows that the ambition for Oracle to go into this space going forward. So what we bring to the table, I think, for Cerner is obviously we have our cloud computing, we got our AI, our machine learning. So I think it will be a win-win partnership, I think, after assuming the acquisition goes through, that we can provide all this new technology going forward. And then if you look at some of the differentiation from Oracle, we are the only one who have an autonomous database. We are the only one who have an autonomous Linux operating system. That means it runs automatically without the need for human intervention. So those are some of the innovations that we bring to the table that we differentiate against our competitors.
We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Fitri of Oracle Malaysia. Thanks for staying on with us. On the line, we have Fitri Abdullah, the Managing Director of Oracle Malaysia. Fitri, I really want to ask you about the autonomous element that you speak of just now. But of course, I also want to talk about the Oracle Cloud Solutions Hub that was announced 2 or 3 years ago, actually, now. Are there currently the projects that is reflective of the current Oracle predictions that you feel is going to be very important for you to look at for Malaysia in 2022?
Yeah, so if you look at the hub, we started in 2017, and initially I think it was more of a sales and business development, and then what we did was we expanded the hub to include services, quite senior people coming in to support from Kuala Lumpur, 22 countries in the Asian region, and supporting all our new cloud solutions going forward. I did mention earlier that we also expanded last year just on the financial hub, I think supporting 5-6 countries. So that journey is been very successful. There's also some discussions of expanding it even further for some of our different business units. So the cloud adoption, I think in Malaysia, is going quite well. As you know, Oracle is from the enterprise side. We work with the big government, the big banks, the big telcos. But what has happened with the cloud go-to-market is that now we are also addressing the SMB market, which is not a segment that we used to cover. So that's something that we are doing. And then for the SMB side, we are addressing through our NetSuite solution, which is a financial solution. We got about 50, 60 customers, including small retail shops using our NetSuite together with our cloud technology, cloud infra. So those are, you know, so for us, I think it's quite exciting that we will continue to focus on the enterprise space, but now we are also expanding into the SMB space. Clearly, for the SMB space, they also need to adopt digitalization, I think, for them, because they don't have the IT resources to run things. Naturally, I think the cloud solutions would fit them very well.
You know, I really want to focus on that, because servicing enterprise clients is a different ballgame than servicing SMEs. One thing for certain is that bureaucracy isn't a big of a deal for SMEs compared to enterprise. Size and requirement, also the ability for them to use, or the know-how within the organization, is also important for us to look at. And then finally, they don't necessarily need the entire gamut of solutions that can be offered by Oracle. Is this a shift in paradigm when it comes to Oracle trying to target new markets in terms of clientele? Where would Oracle Malaysia be in the next 5 to 10 years when it comes to servicing this very interesting segment of the business landscape?
Yeah. So as I said, what will happen going forward is the environment, as I said, will be a hybrid environment. So customers will have some systems in their data center. They will also procure, you know, cloud services from the cloud providers. But what will also happen is that I think it will be a multi-cloud strategy. So meaning that perhaps maybe currently a customer may have one or two cloud service provider. Going forward, it will be a multi-cloud. They will be working with maybe, you know, 5 or 6 different cloud providers, because each of them will bring their own differentiation to the table. If you look at SME space, clearly, the cloud good part is, you know, it's an OPEX model, and also, you know, it is, you know, sort of a lower income. They work with partners, quick go-to-market, lower cost. So clearly, I think the cloud solutions fit in very nicely for SMB. But enterprise side, you know, they will need to look at their legacy and all those stuff. So there will be a bit of a juggling act that is going forward. The other big side that my view, you know, in the future, CITO, CTO, is actually in the data space. So I think that's a big area that companies will need to look at is, you know, looking at their data platform and also building up their analytics platform, because this will have a big impact for them in terms of supporting their businesses so that they are, you know, insightful, so that they can engage with their customers and their partners more intelligently so that they can have that major impact as they move forward.
Fitri, the question I always ask technology-driven companies is the dearth of talents in the country when it comes to moving not just the business but the industry outright. I think I want to change or tweak a little bit this question to you, Fitri. What would it take for us to move the needle when it comes to attracting talents that is proficient in your industry and ensure that the growth of this sector continues to propel not just the businesses of yourselves but your clients as well? Do you feel that the time is right for us to now get more talents around the world into our country that is proficient and knowledgeable in trying to make it work for your business?
Yeah, so from Oracle, I think when we set up the hub, I think we got the MSC status that allows us to bring in top talents into Malaysia. So I think it's been a good partnership with MDEC and the Malaysian government, and that's what we've done. But I believe, I think it's important to bring, you know, those top talents in. But at the same time, it is also important to develop the local talents. So you need to do both. So that's something that my view that we need to do both. From Oracle side, our biggest CSR is through Oracle Academy, where we work with education institutions. I think we got 74 members in Malaysia, all the main universities, polytechnics are our members, where we provide our technology, we conduct trainings. And just last year, we did two hackathon. One is with UNIZA in Terengganu, as well as also in UiTM, where we also provide free cloud accounts to all the students and faculty members who are members of Oracle Academy. And in the the UiTM hackathon, we gave them a challenge to develop smart city solutions, and then it was a one-month engagement, I think, from my team, and we had something like 10 teams, and I think it was covered in the press. But what I was quite impressed is, I think, some of those talents that participated, in terms of coming up with some of those solutions using machine learning, AI. I think we have those talents. Obviously, they need to be nurtured. There is a gap. We need to know that, all these new technologies on AI, ML, IoT, we need to start addressing that, making sure that one is, the students coming out equipped with all this new technology, including cloud. Plus, also, we need to reskill those in the industry to make sure that they are on top of the game, so that in the end, My Digital plan for Malaysia, to have that digital program overall will be successful. So I think there is a big, plan that we need to execute on the reskilling and also in terms of all these new technologies.
Okay, one more short break before we conclude the conversation with Fitri Abdullah of Oracle Malaysia. Welcome back. I have with me Oracle Malaysia's boss, Fitri Abdullah. Fitri, let's talk a little bit more about the business itself, particularly when it comes to sustainability. You did talk about some corporate responsibility work that you guys are doing, but I want to ask you specifically about more on reducing carbon footprint, promoting greener tech, and trying to make sure that this business is sustainable, not just from the environmental basis, but financially as well. So would you walk through us some of the sustainability ideas that Oracle Malaysia is currently doing?
Yeah, so from if you look at our cloud services, Oracle has put a very aggressive plan. The plan says that by 2025, all our cloud regions, data center will be powered by 100% by renewable energy. So that is the key highlights, I think, the plan ambition from Oracle to make sure that all our cloud services that we are providing worldwide by 2025 will be powered by renewable energy going forward. So those are, our lofty ambitions that we have put in place to make sure that we have a strong ESG play going forward.
Using Oracle Malaysia as the regional hub, do you feel that you have the capacity and capability to push forward the cloud solutions agenda, the automation and automotive agenda in the region? And where do you see Malaysia firming up as a nation in trying to push forward a more tech-savvy solutions provider for our neighbours?
Yeah. So if you look at Oracle, we have a very strong lineup for the application space. I think the software as a service, ERP, HR, supply chain. And if you look at the analysts, they have put us as leaders, I think, in those quadrants. In the technology cloud, in the platform and also infra, I think we came up with our what we call a next generation cloud services. We were a bit late on the technology cloud, which means that we needed to be differentiated against our competitors. We believe we do have differentiation in terms of better performance and superior economics. So we believe, I think, we have a very strong go-to-market portfolio of cloud services going forward. And if you look at the what has been shared in the overall blueprint for My Digital in Malaysia, clearly the government is also pushing very hard, I think, for that adoption of digital transformation at the government side, including the business segment and also looking at the talent development. So I believe it looks very promising. What is most important is the execution. So far, our engagement with our customers in the enterprise space and also SME space has been quite positive. We had a good year last year. And it looks like going into 2022, I think it will also continue to grow. So it looks very promising.
As the boss of Oracle Malaysia, you do have to get plugged in into the ongoings of the nation. Political risk is, of course, not rising, but it's still there. Government risk as well. There's also the possibility of a general election looming, maybe this year, maybe early next year. The changes of administration, 3-4 prime ministers in as many years. Do you feel that all this is actually going to disrupt the business moving forward?
I think from our side, the most important part is to stay close with our customers to partner them, I think, in their digital transformation journey. And at the same time, making sure that we manage our employees very well. Clearly, I think, there are challenges on the COVID front, and also there's been challenges that we've not been able to meet physically, face-to-face and all that. So our focus will be on our customers, making sure that we support them very well, and also on our employees.
All right, my final few questions would be on this. Folks that are watching us in this conversation right now, there's a lot of things going on. They've been listening to digital transformation, AI 4.0, all these kind of jargons, and many of them are indeed getting familiar with it. Businesses, big and small, managers, C-suiters, they're all getting familiar with all these terms, especially the young ones. They are actually actively trying to find ways to upskill. So, talking about technology, at least for you guys, to your clients, I would assume wouldn't be as hard as it was pre-COVID when people were really resistant to technology. Yeah. So, if those folks are watching us right now having this conversation, in your opinion, what would be the two or three key things that you feel business owners, large and small, should really think hard about for this year moving forward? Still early in January, there's still a lot of time to plan and to forge ahead with the business strategies. Yeah, the two or three things, Fitri.
Yeah, I think one is if you look at the enterprise space, I think a lot of the applications, the financial, HR have been implemented the last 10, 15 years, I think. So there's a lot of costs and then things have changed dramatically. Yeah? So I think it might be a good site to do a current state assessment for each of them to see whether they want to move into the new space, the new applications, where in the end, the business users can use their mobile phone to do a lot of the work and be more productive. Second part, my view is, again, going into the data space. That's the gold mine. That is where, currently, if you look at big companies, they got islands of information, it's not integrated, and the data is not clean. That is the big gold mine that needs to be sorted out, and then moving that data platform into the analytics side so that you can support the business in terms of doing upselling, cross-selling, knowing your customers better. So that, my view, I think, is the big gold mine that I think companies need to look at and sort out and put that as a priority going forward. And then the last part, will be on the talent development in terms of reskilling. Clearly, there's been big, big changes. So I think that it's very important that agenda is also being covered.
It sounds like some of them require not much of CAPEX investment. Don't you?
Yes.
Would you agree to that?
No, if you look at going into the cloud side, it's all OPEX related. Maybe some of the services will be a CAPEX investment. And again, it doesn't need to be a big bang. Yeah? Yeah, I would encourage to do small phases and then making sure that it's evolving and then going forward rather than a big project that will take too long. I would look at projects looking at 6 months buckets making sure that it is clear that those projects can be successful, and then progressively move forward from there.
Sorry, my final question to you is this then. Do you feel that project managers or PMOs are going to be a big deal moving forward as well?
Yes, I think they have been previously, and they will be important going forward. For some of these projects, digital transformation, I think the change management aspects will become more and more important in terms of the people, the culture of the company. So my view, I think that role of the project management to make sure those change management aspects are being handled well, I think is very, very important.
Thank you very much, Fitri. I will ask you to come to my studio eventually, but for now, we'll keep it light and we'll keep it online. That was Fitri Abdullah, the Managing Director of Oracle Malaysia. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com, look for Notepad over there. You can also look for Oracle on all our social sites as well as our website as well. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.